Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
And here's the Edwards family singing, "When My Feet Touch the Street of Gold."
Shall behold with the saints of old the half within be told when my feet touch the streets of gold. When my feet touch the streets of glory, when I travel my last weary mile, He will hold my trembling hand when before the bar I stand. Will say, my child, well done. Crown of life you now have won. When my feet touch the streets of gold. If by chance some happy morning you should miss me, don't you weep for me, for I'll be gone.
And relationship. There is a difference between religion and relationship, friend. A lot of people today, as you go back to the very first portion of this chapter, in chapter number 9, you'll find that all that was being done throughout Saul's life, we're talking about Saul of Tarsus. He was a man, you could call him a terrorist of the church. And if you look at through the readings of the Bible there in Acts chapter number 9, the Bible said, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest." He was getting his orders from religion. And we talked about that last week and how that he terrorized Christians and disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we looked at how that Saul was gloriously born again by the grace of God. He was blinded by that great light. Y'all remember, but yet he heard a voice. Amen. The voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only he heard that voice, but also those men that he was with, those that he was running with, heard that voice as well. And he was then sent to Ananias, and as soon as Ananias got there and put his hands upon Saul, he was called instantly Brother Saul, amen? And that's where we're going to pick up our text reading tonight in verse number 17. I'm glad, amen, that while a religion is going on in this world, there's a whole lot of religious things that are happening. But I'm telling you, there's been some despicable, some awful things that's happened in the name of religion. But aren't you thankful, amen, when the day that I got saved with the grace of God, amen, maybe you got saved, that day that you got saved and you entered a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, things have been drastically different from that point on, amen. I'm thankful, amen, that relationship will make a difference, amen. You say, what kind of relationship are you talking about? I'm talking about, man, I became a son and he became my father, amen. I'm talking about, hey, whenever I knelt and asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart, I no longer was master, but he became Lord. He became master of my life, amen, that day when I got saved by the grace of God. If that's never taken place in your life, friend, I'm going to tell you it can. And when it does, it'll make a drastic difference in your life. Look at verse number 17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and being filled with the Holy Ghost. Notice what verse 18 says. And immediately there fell from his eyes, as it were, as it had been scaled, and he received it sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. We'll close with verse number 20. And straightway, notice what he said, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Salvation will make a difference in your life. It'll make a difference in my life. But I can also see this tonight, that salvation will also produce some serving. I want to look at that tonight as we go into the text. I noticed some things in the text, and I want to just say that after salvation, we all talk about these thoughts tonight. As I look through the text, I forget to sum all of it up, and if I was to put a title to it, I guess I put a title to the message tonight, it'd be something like this: what to do after salvation. Saul just got gloriously born again by the grace of God. It was a miracle. I mean, this guy is going in and he was disturbing the church services. He was terrorizing the church. The Bible calls them disciples. He calls them saints. He calls them some places the people of God throughout this text. But he was terrorizing the house of worship in the name of religion. We know that. But he was arrested by the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. And while he was arrested, he fell before the Lord. And he said, and Jesus asked him this question. He said, why do you kick against the pricks? Why are you stopping the forward movement of the things of God? Why are you doing those things? And after that, he was sent to Ananias. And Ananias was to lay hands upon him and to pray over him. And we know that he received his sight. But I believe this, that once Saul got saved by the grace of God, things changed in his life from that moment forward. There must be a change, friend. If there's never been a change in your life from conversion, there's something wrong with you. Amen. You need to find out what's going on in your life. I tell you, you can't ever. I was talking to a boy Sunday morning. You know, when you got born in this world, I was born January the 29th, 1979. You say, do you remember it? No way. I was too young. And I'll say, thank God I couldn't remember that, amen. Who would have wanted to remember that awful mess? But I do know this. While I have a birth I cannot remember, I've got one tonight, Lord. Listen, when I was 7 years old, back there I can remember the Holy Spirit of God dealing with my soul back there, and I've got one that I can't remember tonight, but I got a birth I'll never forget, hallelujah. Why? Because it was a drastic change in my life. And from that moment, listen, I've not always been perfect, and y'all know that. I was raised in this church. I ain't always been perfect. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm thankful that once I got born again with the grace of God, I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I'm thankful. Look here, I'm thankful for grace and I'm thankful for mercy. I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you're sitting in the house of God and you're feeling like a nobody, you feel like you're, man, just the worst and lower than a mole in the hole, and you feel like you're an old, dirty, rotten dog, can I tell you, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you to do something for God's glory. He don't want you to sit around and pout. He wants you to pick up and go on for the glory of God. There's too many people sitting down on the job these days. So I see tonight that I want to just say tonight that after salvation, what should I do? I want to just say that God did not save us from sin shackles for us to sit around. No, he saved us to serve him for his glory and his honor. Literally, we've seen Saul of Tarsus brought from a servant of religion to a servant of Christ. One writer said it this way: after his conversion, Saul began serving God. We're saved to serve, not to sit around and do nothing. We're saved to get up and go, amen. We're saved to get up and do something for the glorious grace of God, not to just sit around. Now, there's times, amen, that it requires us to sit during instruction time while you're here tonight. That's part of instruction, amen. You're serving God while sitting tonight. But I want to tell you something. After this service is done, we got to get up and we got to go, amen, and tell. That's what God calls us to do. H.J. Ironside said it this way. He said, some people will say, I don't believe in sudden conversions. He said, some people don't believe in sudden conversions. Let's just step back and watch them for a little while and make sure that they really got it. But he said, there's no other salvation. There's no other conversion but a sudden conversion. Once you get saved by the grace of God, let me tell you this. When you get born again, my past sins are gone. My present sins are gone. But yet my future sins are gone. I'm completely saved and born again by the grace of God upon the day of conversion. Now, I will say, there's some things you learn while being converted. How many knows that? He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Amen, right? Thank God, I'm glad he is. One of the first things that we read about in the scriptures is that Saul, after he has been saved, notice what the Bible said over in verse number 18. It says he received his sight. He received his sight. And as I begin to think about this passage, I couldn't help but notice the various, I mean, man, you think about Ananias, how very nervous that he must have been. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. Oh, boy. The best way that I can describe it would be this tonight. How many knows who Osama bin Laden is? Was? Y'all know him, amen. I mean, orchestrated a lot of events leading up to the Twin Towers and all of those things. Can you imagine if the God of heaven had saved Osama bin Laden? And Osama bin Laden now is no longer a terrorist and he's no longer a persecutor, but now you have been sent by God to go talk to this terrorist. You have been called by God to go lay your hands upon this person because God has done. I'm going to tell you what. Boy, you'd have to be right with God, and God had to be right with you. I mean, talking to you directly, amen, for something like that to take place. Ananias is scared to death. He's very reluctant. He said, hey, wait a minute, hold on now. Look at verse number 10. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, here am I. I'm here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. I've heard of this man. I know of this person. Lord, are you sure?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.